Hey fans, I'm BJ Kissel. That's Pete Sweeney. We're here for your Arrowhead update for Monday, December 1st, as we talk about the Chiefs' 29-16 loss on Sunday night to the Denver Broncos. Pete, second divisional loss on national television for the Chiefs in a row. What do you see from this game?
I thought this game was interesting. Yes, they were down 17-0 to begin it, but the Chiefs were never really out of reach the whole game until the end. They were within two scores after they went down 17-0. They were within two scores really the whole time. So they always had a chance. What about you? What did you see from this offense?
Yeah, I felt the same way. Even though it didn't necessarily feel like it was that close just because the offense struggled so much in this game. Anytime you convert just one of nine on third down, you're not going to have a lot of success as an offense. Now, a lot of that Denver controlled the running game. We'll get to that. They controlled the time of possession. They dominated that aspect of the game. But Coach Andy Reid and Alex Smith both said after the game, those press conference, that they never felt like they got into rhythm. And you can see that from the numbers after the game and just watching. They never really seemed to get it going.
And I think you look at the yardage, 388 yards for Denver, 151 for the Chiefs. So, of course, things weren't going in the right direction. But there were certain times in the game where the Chiefs had an opportunity to change that. What was the biggest opportunity, I think, that the Chiefs had for you?
Yeah, I think it was early in the second half. The first two Broncos offensive possessions, the first one, Peyton Manning on third down, had the strip sack from Justin Houston, gave the Chiefs the ball just outside the red zone, gave them an opportunity trailing 20-7 at that time to really get back into the game. Chiefs offense not able to put seven on the board. They settled for a field goal, had it at 20-10. And then the Broncos' next offensive possession on third down, Peyton Manning misses Emmanuel Sanders on third down. He was open, gave the Chiefs a little bit of life there. You don't see the Broncos make mistakes, especially Peyton Manning, like that very often. Gave the Chiefs an opportunity. They punted. The Chiefs had the ball at the 11-yard line. Now, granted, they had to go 89 yards to score a touchdown. But at the time, it was 20-10. It was early in the second half. And on the first play, it was deflected at the line of scrimmage, a pass from Alex Smith, intercepted by DeMarcus Ware. The Chiefs' defense bowed up once again and forced the field goal, but I really felt like if they had drove down and even got a field goal then and made it a one possession game early in the second half, that they would have got a lot of the momentum back on their side.
I think you almost have to feel for the defense in a way, because they played so good, especially in the second half. They were giving the Chiefs opportunities really to get back in it. You mentioned that Justin Houston, that was a huge play the Chiefs really couldn't take advantage of. They only got three from that. Besides just the obvious, what else did you see from the defense?
You know, you look at the final score and you look at the yardage totals, which you talked about, 380 yards, but the Denver Broncos held the ball for 38 minutes, like we talked about. They had the ball the entire time. But you look at what the Chiefs defense was able to do, holding the Denver Broncos offense, who came into this game ranked second in the NFL in red zone efficiency. The Broncos were scoring 74% of the time. They were scoring touchdowns when they got in the red zone. The Chiefs defense held them to just one of seven on Sunday night. You look at third down, another area you always want to look at to on both sides of the ball is whether you're being successful or not. The Broncos started 5 of 5 on third down and then just went 4 of their next 16. The Chiefs defense did enough to give the offense at least an opportunity to try to get back into this game. They weren't able to do it. And granted, the run game, you got to touch on that. C.J. Anderson, 32 carries, 168 yards. It wasn't a perfect game by any means by the Chiefs defense, but it still felt like they did enough. They forced the three second-half field goals. Really felt like they did enough to at least give the offense an opportunity to come back.
And you look at this guy, C.J. Anderson, what a game he had. I think seeing him in person was a little different for me, because watching the tape, you don't really know a lot about this guy, but this guy can break tackles. Very impressive game for Anderson.
Yeah, we saw against the Miami Dolphins the week before the blueprint for what the Broncos could do if they needed to be a run-first team without tight end Julius Thomas, which I think was a big key in this game. The Broncos went tackle over tackle a lot in this game. They lined up, did something similar to what the Raiders did, and they just ran right at the Chiefs, and the Chiefs weren't able to stop it. That was a huge key in this game. But coming in, you faced a future Hall of Fame quarterback in Peyton Manning, and this was the first time Peyton Manning's been held to under 59.7% completion percentage. He only completed 50% of his passes. His 179-yard passing was the lowest he's had since Week 12. Now, you have to take that with a grain of salt, because they were able to run the ball. You know, C.J. Anderson, the Broncos offensive line, were able to control the line of scrimmage. But anytime you can limit Peyton Manning, you felt like the defense did enough to help the Chiefs offense. They just weren't able to convert.
And it is Monday. Of course, we're reflecting on the game. But quickly, what does this mean for the AFC playoff picture?
There are seven teams within a game of each other fighting for those final two wildcard spots. Now, with four games remaining, there are so many different tiebreakers that remain. But a lot of those teams, especially look at the AFC North, with all those teams having winning records all within that hunt. they have to play each other. So there's a lot of different things that can happen. The good news for the Chiefs is despite these two losses on national television, mind you, they still control their own destiny. They go up, they face the Arizona Cardinals, who started hot. Now they've got a new quarterback in Drew Stanton. But with four games remaining, the Chiefs still control their own destiny in the AFC playoff picture. Now, the division, probably out of reach now with four games to go, down by two and losing the tiebreaker to the Broncos. But the wild card still very much in play. But the Chiefs are really going to have to turn the tide and figure out a way to stop the run, first of all, to get back into this race.
He's BJ Kissel. I'm Pete Sweeney. Stick with us at kcchiefs.com as we get ready for the Arizona Cardinals this Sunday.
65 toss power trap.